Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we have Seth Habecker with us.
Good morning, everyone.
We got the gang back together. The James gang is here.
That's what we're called?
No.
Really?
No. It's a democracy. We got to vote on it. I just thought I'd throw it out there and hoping it would stick.
I don't know if the right and left can agree with that.
What's that? That's all right. I approve, actually. I like it.
Oh, sure you do. You would, right hand.
I do.
It's going to be that kind of morning. We're going to have some fun today. The next 3 hours is going to be positive, fun, and informative. We've got a bunch of great things lined up for you. Speaking of informative, I hope you brought your sweet tooth, everybody. We are going to get into the best Halloween candies. Period.
Period. Again.
Period. Best. Again. Best. Another list. This one from Thrillist.
I was going to say, how many surveys have they done?
There's
this?
At least, I've seen at least four this month. Like,
we should compare and contrast the surveys.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
And see how many
I like that.
Of them actually align.
Science may have figured out why we're mosquito magnets. We'll get into that. Are smiles contagious? That one's coming up. Yeah.
One vote is in.
Agreed. So we'll get into all of that, of course, in just a little bit. Our national day of calendar in the 7 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to diving into that. 9 o'clock hour, good stories of the day, then a write story. It's got some audio stuff we're going to get into and some visual stuff around here. We're going to try some different things and working on all kinds of stuff to get you guys out there more involved with us here. And interacting with you guys more, our audience more.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we projecting video
we need
through
to talk,
the airwaves?
We need to talk louder. We need all of us need to project louder. No. We're going to figure out a better way than that.
All right.
I'll lead you into Morning Magazine for the day. We're in part one. We're going to welcome in Lisa and Jillian there with Visit Rome. Looking forward to diving into the Rome area.
Yes.
Finding out some more of the fun things going on there. And in part two, our good friend Jackie Carantini, human development and relationships developer with Extension,
nice.
UW Extension. Jackie is one of our favorite people to talk to. You turn her mic on and get out of her way. You let her do her thing. Looking forward to Jackie joining us a little bit later. All those ladies. It's going to be a great hour of conversation. Be sure to check it out, everybody. A little bit later on tonight at 6:05, as he does every Thursday, well, since he's been head coach, Coach Jim Leonard with the Jim Leonard Show. I'm curious to know how Coach has been in these first 2 weeks. It's been a bit of almost everything that can be thrown at him has been thrown at him in these first couple of weeks. And he's been on the recruiting trail. And so I'm curious to know how he's balancing all those things as a new head coach. Defensive coordinator, you do a little scouting, little recruiting, but not like a head coach where you're going in the kids' houses and stuff.
Living
and
rooms,
meeting their families and everything. And especially considering Wisconsin is such a Wisconsin recruiting state. They're one of the few state schools that is, if we got a five-star in this state, he's probably playing at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So I'm curious to, there's a standard that's been set with recruiting in this state at that university that Coach Alvarez did, that Coach Christ was able to bring back. And I know that was one of the concerns about losing him was, that pipeline we've got in state.
Yeah.
Well, you got a local boy in Coach Leonard there, too. So it's just a matter of how he's able to do this.
Man, this is the rough part of having to take over in the middle of a season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a roller coaster up and down. And So it'll be interesting to see how he his take on all this.
Looking forward to that. And, of course, looking at our sports schedule for the rest of the week, don't forget on Friday we got high school playoff action for you lined up. Gosh, this is exciting. The Assumption Royals are hosting the Pittsville Panthers in Division 7 football regional playoffs Friday at Wood Trust Bank Field in Wisconsin Rapids. Our pregame kicks off at 6:50. Randy Paul on the call, y'all. Going to be a good one. You know that. Big shout out to Chips Hamburgers, Nakusa Piggly Wiggly, Paper City Savings, Jacoby Custom Q's, and Nakusa Coated Products. I'm mentioning our sponsors for that on this station, even though they're sponsors for the other station. That is because we appreciate them so much being a part of
it. We do.
It's great to have the Rafters. It's great to have the River Kings. We love them and huge, huge, huge fans of both of those things. We want to cover more high school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We want more high school action. That's what WFHR has done for 80-some years. We kind of weren't able to do that for a while there with the, we just didn't have the bodies to be blunt
personnel,
with.
Personnel, right.
Yep.
That stuff's changing as we go on here with our friends at Civic Media. So it's a new day. And, yep. and we're looking forward to being able to cover more. And we can't do that alone. We have to have sponsors.
We do.
So, again, a big thank you to all these sponsors behind this game and everything.
Yes.
Be sure to catch it. It's going to be on our sister station, Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI, the best station to listen to when we're not on the air.
That's right.
6:50, that pregame will kick off. A little bit later right here on WFHR at 6:30 on Friday, you got Wisconsin men's hockey taking on Minnesota Duluth.
I'm going to pay attention to this series.
This is a rough one. This is one of the few times a year that Seth and I are a little bit on opposite sides here. This is going to be a good one. It's hockey season, baby. That's all that matters. And Saturday, more hockey for you. More football for you. Mm-hmm. As WFHR at 12:30, our pregame will kick off Wisconsin football as they host Purdue. It is Wisconsin's homecoming game.
It is.
So it's going to be exciting. Yeah. Looking forward to that. With that being said, programming note, on this Saturday, the Sunshine Polka Show will be at 7. Mm-hmm. So early rise to the polka show there. That'll be fun.
Get you up and dancing.
That's right. Start off the day right with some polka.
and looking forward to that. And then that means also that Over the Back Fence will still be at its standard time at 11. However, that means that we will have some original programming from noon to 12:30. And by that, I mean my playlist.
That's right.
I get to do Over the Back Fence Saturday. And that means I get to control that half an hour, and I can do whatever I want with it.
You can do whatever you want. I Monologue City, if you want.
I can play music.
Yeah.
I could finally do my Simpsons one-man show.
Ooh.
I'll have to do a short version because it's about 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
But I... Matt Groening himself, the creator of The Simpsons, would not be able to sit through 3 hours of that. But I'll probably play some music. That's probably what I'll do. And actually, I thought this might be kind of fun, Seth.
All right.
We let the audience choose some, too.
Oh.
We haven't gotten to do the Noon Request Hour in months.
In months.
Everything. So maybe we could have a little fun with that half an hour.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to email me, james@wfhr.com, please feel free to.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I apologize for my voice, everyone. I had a late meeting yesterday that went a little long, and I was using my voice quite a bit yesterday as it was. And I got through about half of that meeting, and a lot of it was projecting. A lot of it was because it was a meeting, but it was also an audition.
I met
with my agent, and then as I was talking to her, and I'm practicing with her and doing my monologue for her and all those things, the monologue comes up a little bit later. I've been auditioning a lot more lately and without teaching and stuff. And I forget sometimes because I get so busy and everything. When my schedule on my clock says Midwest time, that might be different than in Europe or in California.
Oh, that's right. Time zones.
That's what happened to me yesterday. I pulled it off. I don't know if I'll get the role, but I got through the audition.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. My voice did not, though. So ooh. I apologize. I'll be working through it a little bit today.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I've got the two best co-hosts in the game with me, so you guys can always take over if
who
I
else
need
is
to.
Here?
I would like you to direct yourselves to the screen for a moment, and I encourage the audience to go ahead and look this one up, because it is fascinating. A Balboa's corpse found bobbling off a tiny island in the Anzioras is the heaviest bony fish ever measured. The record breaker is a bumphead sunfish, taller than its long, with the truncated back fin and mushroom-colored skin. The fish weighed in at just over 3 tons.
What?
2,744 kilometers.
Oh,
kilograms.
My. Oh, my God.
And take
thing.
A look at this handsome ew. Boy.
Oh, wow.
He is handsome, Mel.
That's not a mushroom color.
No. That's not.
That's fish belly white.
Yeah, that's like a mottled pink grossness. I'm sorry, fish. I don't mean to. I really. I'm not trying to insult you.
To be fair,
you're beautiful.
To be fair, Mel, he's gone. He's dead.
So, okay.
So
all
no
right,
worries.
Good.
No worries.
Well, you know what? I still don't want to insult the dead. That's not nice.
You're absolutely right. That's a very proper of you. especially this month. We celebrated Day of the Dead and everything.
Well,
this is smart.
How did he swim?
I have so many.
He's
so
like
many
a blob
questions.
With flippers.
It actually, to me, it looks like a plucked chicken with fins.
It does.
It sort of does.
It looks like an uncooked chicken. Yeah,
like the size of about 1,000 chickens.
Yeah, that'd be a big chicken. I would not want to run into that chicken.
Can you imagine trying to bake that breast?
Oh my gosh!
Not an oven big enough.
You're just calling all these places. Yeah, how big's your oven? This is an osteichthyes. That is a scientific name for a bony fish. Mm. Popularly referred to as bony fish, it is a it is part of the group of fish that have skeletons primarily composed of bone tissue.
Wow.
Mm. So while this does not look like it, it is a brother or sister of the sunfish and that we collect here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, the little sunfish. Yeah, they're related. Mm. Yeah.
You see this guy, and I want the audience. I'd love your feedback on this one too. And again, just if you're looking for a visual to this one, go ahead and put in your search bar 3-ton bony fish discovered, or
yeah, right.
largest bony fish, or yeah. oh my god, this thing,
yeah. really big fish.
Yeah, because. For one, so this guy has been bopping around, obviously, for quite a while in our bottoms of our ocean and everything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This guy's been around. What else is down there? I mean, I have this question. It feels like every other couple months and everything.
This is why I don't swim in a lake.
We're all worried about...
No, I'm kidding. I do. You know, I like lakes.
Oh, lakes are great to swim in. We're all looking up for, you know, UFOs and aliens and all these things. I mean, we got some strange stuff right below us.
Maybe
stuff.
They're already among us.
Yeah.
They're
in
among
the
us.
Oceans, yes.
And what is your first... say you're a fisherman, you're out on the... And you're getting... Because bony fish swam up to... Or not swam up, but...
Washed up
to shore. You're a fisherman, you're getting ready to get on your boat for your day, and you see that guy. Do you get on your boat still? Like, do you just, like, call it a day, like a sick day?
Yeah, I'm done now.
This is a sick day. Because not like fishermen can do that, but you know what I mean? Like, or because I don't even know how I first react. The first thing I'm doing is looking around for candid camera. Like,
yeah. What is that?
Who's trying to punk me here? Who's trying to... Because this can't be real.
It's paper mache. It's not real.
That can't be real. I kid you guys not. I came across this story, I think, Friday morning or something like that. And I bookmark it. I'm going to look at it later because this can't be real. And I'm looking, and I go to 5-6 different sources like I would with the political information.
Right.
I went and made sure this was real. This was a true fish. It's hilarious to hear the people's reactions from it because there's nothing short of, the longest sentence is, well, I'll be. the longest sentence anybody has to say about
don't that beat all.
Yeah, right. I mean, the all those phrases are coming back just for this bony fish. It is incredible.
Huge.
I am I never really got into hunting out here. I have nothing against it. Just wasn't my thing. I've always enjoyed fishing. I love fishing. It's actually a great way of meditating and stuff. And I'm not a big person on. Because I don't eat a whole lot of fish, I tend to toss them back. Hmm. I also don't catch a whole lot of big fish, so I should be throwing
nothing
them
this
back.
Size.
No, okay. I'm trying to think of the biggest fish I've ever caught, and if like because there's no comparison to this. It's 3 tons.
No, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
Literally nothing.
Wow.
The big fish.
Yeah.
I don't have a whole lot to do with this one, but I a lot more to say on this one. But Melissa, you walk. You're getting ready to get on your boat to fish for the day. You see this. What is your
okay?
Reaction?
Well, so number one thing, I don't fish on a boat because I'm terrible at it. For some reason, I cannot catch a fish on a boat to save my life.
Interesting.
No, on the shore, no problem. I can catch fish right and left. Not an issue.
Okay.
Put me on a boat. Worthless.
I had a friend like that. He couldn't cast on a boat.
That's not my problem.
No, okay.
No.
Yeah,
I just don't catch him.
Yeah. Just have no luck.
Okay, but to your point, were I to walk up to the shore and see that, I'd probably go further down the shore.
Yeah.
Pick a different spot.
Maybe they're a little bit smaller down the way here, yeah.
Is it... Oh, Seth, how about you?
Oh, I was going to say, well, I've got a similar issue with fishing that Melissa does. It's a little more... Interesting, though, if I go fishing, I will guarantee you I will catch a northern pike, even if the lake doesn't have them.
What?
Or is it known to have them? I swear to God, I've caught northern pike in places I didn't realize there were northern pike. I don't know what it is. It's weird. Huh. All I could catch was northerns. I don't know why.
Okay, that is a marketable skill.
It really is.
It really is. Yeah, yeah. There are fishermen out there that have been trying to catch a northern pike for their entire lives, and
well,
they can't do it.
I'm one of them.
Just sell your services.
People try to... I never caught a muskie, though. That's what usually they're looking for, is a big muskie.
Yeah.
But I caught... Well, the problem is, though, that northern pike aren't that great eating, though. They're not
no,
that...
No.
They don't they're not very tasty. So they're not like walleye or like bass and stuff that, you know, are
really
better.
Test your seasoning skills.
Yeah, exactly. Really.
You know, it's better than my track record of mostly catching suckerfish and panfish.
Well, panfish are delicious though. You can make those into any number of things.
But not when they're this big.
When I was living in Rome with my Nana Pop, I had a kind of routine Saturday mornings especially. I'd get up early and go fish on the deck. And one year I caught a catfish. I've caught a muskie before, but I think the catfish was the biggest thing I've ever caught. It was like the size of a basketball. It was so huge. And as I was trying to pull it up, I see something's leaking out of it. It was giving birth.
Oh, my gosh.
And I, again, I'm a city kid. Fishing is still new to me to begin with, okay?
Yeah.
I'm still kind of like getting used to all this and everything. Yeah, I'm 13, and I'm just flipping out at this, and I don't know what to do. It's like 6 in the morning. There's nobody else in the cove there on Camelot where my Nana Pop lived. And so the only time I think I've ever done this where I'm like hollering for my Papa. Like, Papa! Like, Papa, I don't know what to do!
Help!
And he can't hear me. He's in the house, like, driving away and stuff like that. I ended up, like reaching down and just taking the hook out of its mouth and just letting it go.
Pushing it back
in the water. I didn't even get it out of the water.
Go back.
And I kid you guys not, and I do not feel any shame about this, no apologies. As that fish is going out, I'm literally shouting at it, I'm sorry!
Well, that was a little rude.
I have no idea if the fish spoke English. I have no idea. But I did feel very bad. The only other big thing I've ever caught, really, because the muskie I caught, I think, was a young one and everything. And I don't remember all the fish I've caught.
Right.
But I do remember similar thing out there Saturday morning. And I cast out, and I pull up this thing that is literally the size of a volleyball. And it's all gooey. And it's got all these little round balls inside it and everything. And I think I found a dinosaur egg or something. I swear to you all. And I know how ridiculous this sounds. I'm 13 and I think I've never fished before. And I've never been near lakes like this before. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's down there. I don't know how deep it is or anything. And I pull this thing. It turned out it was a fish egg.
Yep.
They had nurseries, are they?
Or whatever they call them, yeah.
These big wooden things that had tons of fish eggs in them. One of them got loose and went into the cove. Yep. And I happened to catch it on my pick.
What is this thing?
But I, for a little while there, I'm like getting my speech ready about what I'll say to people of how I found this dinosaur. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
I'm a ridiculous human being. At any age.
Most of us are.
This guy is pretty interesting, though. I encourage you to look at
him. One.
Not appetizing before breakfast.
Not
necessarily.
No. Yeah, wait, I think.
Yeah.
One last comment. You know it is an intimidating thing when even dead and you're still kind of like, I don't know if I want to go near that thing. Like, it's been dead for a while and you're still kind of like, you know what? I'll just walk around it. We will take a quick commercial break. Come back into our National Day of Calendar right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We're going to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this October 20th, 2022. And it is October, which is, of course, Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the Mayor Blazer and I were talking about this and diving into it. Both a passion for both of us, this particular cause. And certainly we're able to talk about a number of different things. Today, though, is a special one. So as we begin our National Day of Calendar, it's one of the more unique ones and special ones we are able to cover. It is Purple Thursday, and a National Day of Action each October during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It is an opportunity to raise awareness about domestic violence and an easy way for people to show their commitment to promoting healthy relationships. So you see people wearing purple today. There are a number of different things that people wear purple for. Just for today, that is what that is about.
Okay.
Bring attention, bring awareness to this, not only for the survivors, for the people that have overcome these things, but the people out there that we don't know about.
Yeah.
The unknown statistics.
Yeah.
Everybody has seen, I hope everybody has seen the domestic violence numbers that just recently came out a couple weeks ago. it's bad. It's been bad. The quarantine, during the pandemic did not help things.
No.
Yeah. This is a topic that, I was talking to a listener about this, a longtime listener about this, and she's lived through a lot and been through a lot and seen a lot in this area. And she was telling me that, She's so appreciative of the way we handle things on the station here. And you can go back to Carl when it comes to this topic. Carl never hushed his voice with this. I never have, obviously, and none of our people do. This is a topic that we are no longer going to be talking in a quiet voice about. Or we're going to try to be polite around other people so we don't bring this up and make anybody uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable, good. I'm glad you're uncomfortable. This is an uncomfortable topic. You're not supposed to be comfortable with this. You're not supposed to normalize this. That's what we've done. We have normalized hurting people we love.
Mm-hmm. That by ain't not right. Talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's there are a couple of things in society that it's not a matter of blame necessarily. Like, oh, how dare you do this? Or you should have done this better. That's hindsight. Everybody's got 20/20 hindsight. Anybody can do that. I have no interest in that. We understand the past so that we don't repeat them and repeating them in the future.
Right.
And that's about it. It's data. That's all the past is data and stuff for us to pull from. Make sure we don't do it again. Learn from our mistakes, et cetera, et cetera. Let's focus on today. Let's focus on tomorrow and making this a better world. Mm-hmm. Not just for those of us listening right now and breathing and all that. I'm talking about, again, the people that we don't even know about, the unknown statistics, all of that out there. This is also a topic, and I apologize if it is divisive, because it is the opposite of what I try to do on this show in my time in radio. But this one, I don't apologize about being on this one, because this one is a black or white situation. In this gray world we live in, this is black and white. You just don't hurt people you love. You don't hurt children. You don't hurt people you love. And that's it. Like, and you, history, it will judge you. You can be on the right side of history or the wrong side of history on this one. And so you happen to know anybody, you happen to see anybody that is in need, please encourage them to reach out to wherever their local domestic violence shelter is. For us here in Wisconsin Rapids, we're fortunate to have the amazing people at the Family Center. And a big good morning and shout out to them. The Family Center can be reached at their website, familyctr.org. They do have a crisis line, 715-421-1511. That's 421-1511, and that is available 24/7. We are there for you if you need it. Family Center's there.
Yeah. All right.
Moving into another one. And again, Mayor Blazer, whose ears are burning this morning again, he brought this one up to us yesterday, too. It's Community Media Day.
Excellent. Nice.
Hey, hey.
Again, we're very spoiled in this area to have incredible people over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Say good morning to Joe and Taylor and the gang.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Taylor in studio yesterday and stuff.
Yep.
I encourage you to go to YouTube, type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Subscribe to their page. Keep up to date on all the great work that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, some good stuff there.
They really do great work.
Like they do.
With the equipment that they have to work with, you couldn't tell.
No, like they're top notch.
You really can't. I dissect this stuff so insanely, and I can't help it, but I do. And with their work, I do, and it's still great. It holds up.
Very
it's
professional. Incredibly good work. Yes. Yeah.
It is Conflict Resolution Day. No, I don't want to do this.
I was gonna try to resolve my conflicts with the right hand, but you know what? Since you took it, I won't.
Well, how about an inter-conflict resolution?
Yeah,
day?
There you go. Consider and help raise awareness about many of the peaceful, nonviolent methods of conflict resolution available to us on small and large scales alike.
See, Melissa, it says nonviolent resolutions, okay? See, that's what I'm talking about.
Just because that one time. Won't you let it go?
That, you know, certainly, well, we've got a war going on in our world.
Yes.
You know, it's a good one. And this is one to keep in mind. And any chance we can to, whether it is protesting or it is a battle or it is just an inconvenient conversation, you know, the more peaceful we can be with these things, the more we put into the universe.
I agree.
And I think it's a really good thing to bring up in the current political situation that we're in, where there is so much negativity and so much conflict, where each side just wants to demonize the other side. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the things that bring us together. Let's look at the things that we can do that and actually work together to work for the people. Because that's what government is supposed to do.
Yeah. I have to, because every time I can either laugh or I can get bent out of shape when it comes to these attack ads.
Yeah.
And I seem to, you know, go back and forth between them of if they upset me and just like, well, that's completely ridiculous. Or they're just basically like promoting, you know, separatism or racism or these kind of things in a very, very silent way, but a division and nonetheless, and laughing at them. And just play, like, literally laughing at them like it's a comedic joke or something.
Right.
The only people that are winning with these attack ads are the people producing and making them.
You better believe it.
They don't care how divisive our world is. They don't care if you're getting facts or if your political voting is skewed by their ads. They literally do not give a dang about you and about any of this. So every time you're hearing these attack ads, whether you agree with them, believe them or not, think of that and don't let them win. Don't let them divide us. If we have a difference of opinion on who to vote for, that's fine. That's as American as apple pie. Mm-hmm. That's how our country was built, was having differences. Right. And getting along through them, mm-hmm. and getting to a place where we can still get along.
Yep.
Finding ways to work together.
Yep. No matter what happens in November, no matter what happens with the next presidential election or any of these elections going forward, the people that you are not on the same side of are still going to be here.
Yes.
We still have to live our daily lives together on this same planet.
Have you ever told somebody off and then you walk away and then you realize you got to walk past them again? I've only had this happen once in my life. It was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. Period. End of discussion. It is similar to that.
Yeah.
It is. You're going to have to still be here. We're going to have to still get along and work together. And that is not a kumbaya thing. That is an America thing. That is an America thing. Because that is what one of the things we are known for in this country. Talking to my friend from Scotland the other weekend, and she was talking about that and saying how, you know, it's a concern over there because they look at us as a positive. Like, look what they can do. They have all those different creeds and religions and races and all these different things going on. And they've been able to keep this democracy experiment going for over 100 years. Like, Europe, other countries look at us and see something that they can build to be. Think of that. They've been around 3-4 times as long as we have. Mm-hmm. But other countries look at us not just for fashion or music or these kind of things. They look at us for democracy. One of the greatest things the human beings have ever created. Mm-hmm. Period. The only way this keeps going is if we can get along and we can stop being as divisive as we are. Otherwise, the whole thing falls apart.
And the unfortunate thing is that the media doesn't focus on those things that are bringing us together. I've heard amazing stories about what's happening down in Florida with people coming together and helping each other out and traveling down and being able to do that. So those are the positives. We need to focus on those. Mm-hmm.
So I came up with an idea here. I know a way we can help do this. Of course, there's many topics that I think most Americans agree on, you know, certain things. One of them is, I think it's finally come to the point where the legalization of marijuana has become a very popular thing throughout the United States. Mm-hmm. So let's get everyone together. Let's get a big old bag. And let's have a little fun and see what happens. And I think that's probably, you know, if you want to get along with someone, that's a great way to start. Okay, get your Cheetos, get your Doritos, get everything set and ready, and then, you know, there you go.
Well, it's not a terrible idea.
No,
I've heard worse.
I bet you the legislation for at least that would pass really quick.
Yeah, yeah,
really quick.
On your morning show bingo, I don't think anybody had Seth bringing that one to the table. I'm pretty sure everybody had me doing that. Like, that's one of my that's one of the best moments of morning show history. That was awesome. I can't even look at you, Seth. We have a couple more national datas we'll get to. We have to settle down first. So we'll listen to Melissa's news that'll do that. We'll listen to Mel's news. We'll come back and get to the rest of this national day of calendar right here on Mornings on WFHR. Oh, a classic. Nice choice, Seth. Good. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Getting ready for All Hallows Eve around here. Melissa, Seth, and James with you. Diving in, continuing our National Day of Calendar, just finishing that up. As a programming note, I do want to let you know that coming up on Monday, October 31st, Halloween, you'll have this team together. The gang will be here. We'll be all hopefully dressed up. We're going to try to. We're working on it. We're working on it, everybody.
Pumpkin spice latte.
That's too much work. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about? All I get to wear orange pumpkin.
For this one, continuing for our National Day of Calendar for today, it is Suspenders Day.
I've worn suspenders.
I've never worn suspenders outside of like a play,
a
character I've played. I've actually never worn them in my day-to-day life, and I don't really know. I don't know how I'd feel about it. They seem okay. I'll tell you this. I get tired of a belt real quick. I got an amazing belt that I got like a year ago or whatever. It's like a military belt, just clicks in and everything, yep. And it's real great. And it's just uncomfortable too. But every belt I've ever owned is uncomfortable. And as a skinny person, I have to own belts because I do not feel like flashing the world.
Yeah, right. Keep your pants up.
That's good of you. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I have to admit, I went through a shameful suspenders period.
Did you?
Yes.
Why is it shameful?
Just God, because.
Oh, suspenders are fun. Yeah.
No, they're fine. They're fine. But, you know, maybe now is different, but like 20, you know, years ago or whatever it was, people gave you a sideways glance in those days for wearing suspenders. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought only polka guys wore suspenders, you know, that kind of thing. But
no, I think they'd be okay.
Probably.
Yeah, you'd get away with it now.
It's also information overload day.
Isn't that every day?
It's, you know, welcome to the 22nd century.
Yeah, there, really. Right?
That's just the way it goes now. It's also the name of a great and living color song. information overload.
I'm glad you got that in there.
Nice. It could be daunting. It could be a lot to take in.
Yes.
There's so much news. There's so many news sources. We live in a 24/7 news cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Be informed. You can do both. You know, I do it literally every day of my life. I hit the news right away as soon as I get going, and I'm bombarded by this story and this story and that story, and I wrap everything up before I get on the air here with a palate cleanser of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That has nothing to do with news or anything like that. It's usually like, I don't know, this morning it was this tiger and elephant that are friends at this animal sanctuary
usually
and everything.
It's an animal story too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. It, for me it is, definitely. Yeah. It's a go-to. It like always sits, or we did this story the other day, but when I came across it, it was one for me where the little kid who opened a lemonade stand. Mm-hmm. He took all of his birthday money for his 11th birthday and went to gated to a food shelter.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Like, there's tons and tons of good news out there, everybody. There are positives out there.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you cannot count on the major media markets to get that to you always.
No, you got
to
dig for it.
Got to do it yourself. Got to do it yourself, but that's all right, because then you get to pick and choose your news a little bit more, and then a lot of people seem to like that.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, just be informed. Just don't be overloaded.
Yes.
And it's okay to unplug.
Because we get over, you know, you start noticing yourself getting overloaded, and you don't stop. Day after day of that, eventually you're going to get burnt out and you're going to get disengaged with the political world or just the world in general.
Stress, it's a killer.
It truly is. And it's National Brandied Fruit Day.
Mm. Okay.
Brandify your fruit day.
Basically.
Yep.
They're perfect in things like old fashions.
Mm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yep. Drop your cherry in there.
Mm-hmm.
Meshire cherries are built for this almost.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Back in my early, like my 21st birthday, like around those years and everything, we had a bottle of Everclear. And we would put cherries in it and just let them soak and soak and soak.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And like right before we go into a concert, we'd like pop one in our mouth or something like that. And one of the worst ideas ever. Ever.
Hopefully they were pitted cherries.
Yeah,
because I could see
that
ending badly.
This band is so great, you guys. This is just killing it. This is killing it. James, we're still in the car. What are you talking about? We haven't even got out yet. That's the radio. What are you? National Get Smart About Credit Day.
Mm.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Don't use credit cards.
Not one of those ones, not one of those things that you want to, you know, be late to the party on. You want to know before you're using them, especially, mm-hmm. but being up to date on those things, not letting the companies take advantage of you or anything, and not losing your credit score. That's huge.
Yeah.
Office Chocolate Day.
Where's ours?
Yeah. darn it. I got nobody to look at. I'm off the top here.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I got nobody else
to failed on this one, James. Way to go.
It's coming. It'll be here.
Oh, really?
I just got to go out to the car and get it. I just got to.
Sure.
DoorDash.
It's so my dad. I saw my dad. My dad literally did that once. Babe, I didn't forget. I got it in the car. We're in the city at the time and everything.
And then he was gone like an hour.
No, like 45 minutes. He went down to the bodega and everything. And he comes comes up, and you could tell he had the bit in his head what he was going to tell my mom. And by the when he makes eye contact with her,
it's all gone.
Like, yep, just completely not even going to try. Like, here you go, babe. Like, you know,
sorry,
sheepishly and everything. Yeah. International Chef's Day. Mm. Thank you, chef. Thank you, chef.
International, not just national chefs. Yes, international.
Chefs. Chef, you know, if you're fortunate, we've all known a good chef in our life.
Yes.
And certainly,
if you're unfortunate, you've known a bad chef.
Yes, yes. I actually worked for a really, really good chef at when I worked in Duluth at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center, also known as the DEC.
Nice.
It was because they had lots of weddings there, and they had a big catering department. And I'm gonna drop his name because no one knows who he is, but Chef Paul Madsen. He was great. He was an old military chef.
Nice.
I think he was in the Navy, and Chef he came Paul. Out, and he was just, I mean, he had that one of those gravelly voices. Yeah, yeah. He was so perfect for it. He was a nice guy, but, you know, he could whip the kitchen up if he needed to, of course. Yeah. But he was great. Oh, man, I loved Chef Paul. He was great.
Aw. Have a good day, Chef Paul.
Yeah, and it's a great name, Chef Paul. I love
Chef
that.
Paul, yep. Ice carver, too.
Hey.
Oh, with chainsaw. Cool. He was a wonderful ice carver.
Cool. Yeah.
The way people can do that, I find that such an
Watching
art.
Him work was
so
fun.
Cool.
I bet.
And finally, for today, it's National Get to Know Your Customers Day.
Hey, hey.
Sadly, the world can be cold and a hard place, but the hope that for this day is that people will become more connected with the folks they do business with.
Good idea.
Get to Know Your Customers Days was founded with the purpose of making the world just a slightly smaller and much nicer place in which to live, work, and shop.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Got to appreciate your customers. They're kind of what make your business run.
Yeah.
I would say we are pretty fortunate when it comes to this because we got this in just tons and droves in this area.
In this area,
You know, in areas like this, well, not that there's a whole lot of areas like this, let's be honest. Central Wisconsin is very unique in that way. It's not every Midwest state or city, I should say, that has something like this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we've got a lot of this, but that just means that we can even do more of this and be better at this.
Yeah.
Yep.
We certainly can.
We set the tone for others when we are leaders in certain things. Mm-hmm. And whether we like it or not, we happen to be a purple state, and we happen to be a pretty big example of this. The way we get along in this state is a good example of to others in this state. It's very similar to what I was saying about democracy in the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How we handle ourselves, they're watching, and it's noted. And I'm very proud of that. I have no problem with that. All eyes on us, because I will stand by this.
Yep.
We'll come back. We'll get into some fun stuff. We've got in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll get into another one here. But this one I want to come to next. Scientists figuring out why mosquitoes like us. We'll figure that out when we come back. Mornings on WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. We'll be joined by them to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. Paul Trombley usually joins us. We'll catch up with Paul. I have wanted to mention to the audience, because I love talking to our Weather Eye people. I think they're the best in the business and the smartest in the business.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason you hear them on the majority of radio stations in the country, not just here in Wisconsin.
Yep.
And they're good at what they do. If you guys got questions for Paul, and you know, and it has to be a quick one. Let's be honest.
Right.
He's joining us, and he's got five or six other stations he's got to call. So that's why I try not to keep him too long. But they're really great about their time and giving with it. So if you got a quick question or something like that, shoot it to me, and we'll shoot it to Paul. 424. I'm sorry, James at WFHR.com be the easiest way to do that.
Yep. They like to talk weather.
Yeah, it's weird.
Meteorologists for some reason like to talk about weather.
It's just weird. Never say to a meteorologist, boy, this weather, huh?
You'll get a long explanation.
Are you a mosquito magnet? If so, scientists may have finally figured out why. And unfortunately, there might be nothing you could do about it.
Oh, dear.
It's well known that mosquitoes love some people and ignore others, but we've never known why. Some thought certain blood types attracted them, or maybe the color of your clothes, but there's never been any evidence to back it up. Now, researchers at Rockefeller University in New York think that they found the answer, and it's your body odor.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But not the kind that could clear out a room or anything like that. They had people wear nylon stockings on their arms for 6 hours to let their scent transfer to the material. Then they looked at which nylons mosquitoes loved most.
That's a cool experiment. I like how they thought that out. That was really cool.
Yeah, I think that is a really unique way of doing it. That's kind of cool. Some were 100 times more attractive to them than others, and they all had one thing in common. The oil in person's skin had more of something called carboxylic acid. Carboxylic acid.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Really is not fair. I got to say that before 8 in the morning.
I know.
It's an acid that helps keep our skin moisturized and protected, and some people just produce more of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Humans can't really smell it, but mosquitoes sure can. The study found changing your diet or showering more doesn't make a difference. So if mosquitoes love you, they might always just love you.
They might just come a-knocking.
Yeah, yeah. The only hope is that the study leads to new types of bug repellents. Until then, there's not much you can do about it.
Right. Except walk with someone who's got a stronger smell than you do.
I guess so, yeah.
I'm lucky.
How moisturized is your skin?
I'm not a
be
mosquito
my friend.
Tracker. Yeah,
do you
exactly.
have dry skin?
What's that?
Do you have dry skin?
It's somewhere in between. It depends.
Okay.
But Beth, unfortunately, is a mosquito attractor. And so is now Roan, we found out. So I'll just stand next to them. And
There you go.
You can go to Scientific America to find this complete article. It's kind of fascinating. Reading more about the experiment itself is kind of interesting.
And
the rest is a lot there, too. But it does seem like a movie that doesn't have a good ending. has a very bad ending to it.
The opening scene was when they started off this experiment, and they're like, all right, so these are our test subjects. We're going to put them in these rooms, and then we're going to let loose the mosquitoes and see what happens.
Yeah.
And then the test subjects were like, objection?
Right.
Is there some other way that we... And that's when they came up with the nylon stockings.
Anybody got some nylons? Instead of loving it, McDonald's might change their slogan to, I'm completely giving up, so toss a few donuts in the bag, too. doesn't seem as catchy.
But they always ask you, would you like to tack this on?
McDonald's is about to start selling Krispy Kreme donuts at 9 locations in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, man.
They'll hit the menu next Wednesday, and if they sell well, they might expand into more cities soon. Let me reword that. They're going to do well, so it's going to be in every McDonald's by the end of the... I wouldn't say by the end of 2022. By the end of 2023, I would say this is a partnership that is going to happen.
Yikes.
And the expansion rate across the nation has been in effect for, I don't know, the last 50 years.
Yeah, really. I will say, you don't see McDonald's partner with many people. So if they're partnering with somebody... There's a lot more than just money behind the decision, because they don't do this unless they really want to get into a new market, want to get into a different thing. And if you notice, Taco Bell did something similar, McDonald's is doing, and I guarantee you that Burger King, KFC, all the places that serve breakfast are going to do this too. Everybody is trying to win the breakfast wars.
Yep.
Everybody is trying to. They have seen the numbers rise after the pandemic of people eating out for breakfast, but not eating out as much for dinner. I dove into this subject a little bit. Katrina and I were actually going to tackle this one yesterday, just didn't have the time. And don't expect it to be the most interesting subject to people. but I've been doing a lot more homework on food, trying to improve my own diet, and just kind of went down a rabbit hole and came across this kind of stuff. And this was like weeks ago. And then I see a story like this where McDonald's is teaming up with Krispy Kreme and everything, and just more of that.
If you remember, recently they just re-released their breakfast Danish.
That's right.
And it may or may not have done well, but they're looking at numbers of places like Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts, and they don't have that on their menu.
It's just the inevitable. And then when it does well, they're going to start thinking about, maybe we should purchase Krispy Kreme.
Yep.
Enter it in, and eventually it's going to be one big... Fast
ginormous
food chain,
conglomerate,
McBurger filet, or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Come up with your name here.
It's good.
Insert name.
McBurger, McFlay, Bell King.
You know? Exactly. Right. Yeah.
They're just going to be owned by all one conglomerate.
Yeah.
And Jimmy's delivers.
Yes. They're the only ones that deliver stuff. This isn't the first time McDonald's has offered donuts. They debuted their glazed pull-apart donuts last year and also brought them back this spring. They also have cinnamon rolls, apple fritters, and their cheese Danish from the 80s that they just brought back last month, as Melissa was talking about.
Yeah. Those apple pies were really good. I remember those as a kid. Those are my favorite.
Like to heat them. They're good heated.
They were crispy, edges.
Yes, love crispy food.
I don't consider that pie. I'm sorry.
It's the title they gave it, Seth. What else was I supposed to call it?
That was so good. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR.